Yo, what's going on, guys? It's the JVO podcast. Your boys Jay and Dre are back at it again. Dre, what are we talking about today, bro?
We're going to talk about week one of Unrivaled. We're going to talk about how we feel about going to the season. We're going to talk about how we feel about week one and how everything wrapped up. We're going to give our predictions on the next week's games starting tomorrow. Sir, we're just going to talk about how we feel about it.
Yes, sir. All right. So, Unrivaled Week 1 has wrapped up. And in my opinion, man, it is real good. Honestly, like, it's really fast-paced. And, like, you can really see there's a lot of ISOs that happens during it. It's a smaller, it's still full court, but it's a smaller court. And then everyone is just doing their own thing. Like, it's a really fat, really good and fast-paced game that I actually really like. Like, I could never, like, it's hard to keep my eyes off of it. Because I remember when I watched the first freaking week, I was at work, unfortunately. I was trying to watch it. Well, I was watching it. But, like, when I knew I had to, like, get my eyes off of my phone to go work, I just couldn't. But I also had to make sure at the end of the day. I mean, I still got my stuff done, which was cool. But as of right now, I really like how Unrivaled was looking, and they did pretty good. How you feeling?
I feel like they're having a great start to the season so far. They actually had 3 million viewers over the opening weekend, which is great for the product.
Yes, sir.
I actually enjoy it because it is a fast pace. It is a fast paced system. You have like a half court system on the full court. It gives players the time to actually get ready for the season, prepare for what they have coming up, and you have a chance to actually not just learn, but to grow from and with your competition, because half of these people might be playing with each other next season and don't even know it yet. So it gives you time to gel that chemistry just in case it actually happens.
Yep. Especially with free agency coming up. I already know there's some of the players out there that are already trying to get some of the free agents that are playing in Unrivaled to get them on the team. Which is, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a scary thing to think about because you really don't know what's going to happen. Like, you don't want to lose certain players on your team. You want to keep certain players. Some playing Unrivaled right now are cored for their own team. Like, it's a lot, but I feel like they're I'm pretty sure they're recruiting some people to hop on their team for the next season, which will be an exciting season. So, let's talk about our opinions on the players in Unrivaled. What are your opinions on any of the players? Like, talk your talk.
Oh, I feel like a lot of people can benefit from here because it allows people to, especially like the BG, it gives her time to actually go out there and just have. Because a lot of people aren't really used to like fast pace. We know that Brittany Griner usually in the paint, so it gives her time to like build up her IQ. You know, give her, because it's fast pace. You got to be on your feet. You got to be up and down the court. So it's pretty much, you got to think of it as like you're having fun. It's a game that needs to be taken serious, but it's also like training camp, especially if she a free agent. This is pretty much her showcase right now, because you have owners looking at this and it gives her a chance to show them what she still got. So if she wants to go to another team, this is her audition right here. Because they were talking about some people saying that if she does well, she could possibly go to the Aces and they'll move Asia to the four and have Brittany Griner at the five.
That would be a crazy thing. I feel like everyone want to go to the Aces at this point, bro. Which is great, but like, Dang, it's just insane. Because then you got Jewel, who don't want to. Jewel, I recently, what just came up recently today, I almost had a crash out. Well, I kind of was crashing out. Why wouldn't I crash out? But Jewel does not want to land with the Sky. She wants to go to the Aces. And I had a little crash out because KP, people are saying we don't know what's gonna happen. But in order to get Jewel, KP have to get traded, or they have to get rid of KP. And obviously, I had a crash out. But I'm a little greedy with my team, and I feel like I feel like I want both. I don't just want one of them, but I want both. Also, because I don't want to leave. I don't want KP to leave because she loves it here. But that's just me being biased and me being the KP fan I am. I would always like I said this before in all of my episodes. Every time I talk about KP, wherever she goes, I'll follow. I'll support either way because I'm a KP fan. So why if she doesn't go with the Aces, then what kind of KP fan I am? Like, why I can't just crash out just because my favorite players and on my favorite team. I mean, I'll go along with them
Right.
throughout the whole ride. But like, I don't know. I'm a little greedy. I want both. I want Jewel and KP on the team. And BG being on the Aces would be a solid thing. People are saying AT get on the Aces, but she got cored with the Connecticut Sun. So we'll see what Sun got for that. And then
Yeah, but
yada yada.
Connecticut got their own problems going on with their players. So,
Yeah, that is
but
true.
that's what happens when you win a championship. Once you win a championship, they start looking at your players.
Exactly, to put you wherever you want to go. Okay,
That's why dynasties don't happen like that anymore.
that's true. It's hard to get a dynasty happening in the WNBA.
Because once you start winning, they start looking at your players, and then players start getting money, and it's either money or the team. And then most people, and it's a business. They choose the money over the
They
team.
choose the money over the team. Yep, that's true. One of my friends told me that when we were talking about it the other day. And I agree. But shoot, whatever happens, happens. I'm obviously going to be nervous, being biased. But I do want to talk about, back to what we were talking about, though. Oh, our opinions on the players. Oh, yes. So I like what you said about BG because I totally agree with you on that. We both know she's a really good player. She's used to being in the paint. And she just got to pick it up a little bit, but I'm pretty sure she adjust. And I mean, well, like you've seen like all of these like players, I like, just they're crazy. Like I mean, I kind of, I mean like the players are all so good. Like that everyone in Unrivaled are very talented. Not gonna lie, I definitely underestimated some people, but that's just because I tend to underestimate things. I don't know why, but sometimes I'm just underestimating things. But in my opinion, I love what Unrivaled is doing because, like you said, it's like training camp, not just also having fun. You can't enjoy basketball if you're not having fun. But at the same time, you're able to train and learn new things, become faster, for example, because Unrivaled is a very fast-paced game, so some players can be slower and they're not used to it. But the more they're doing it, the more they could adjust and the more better they'd get. So, I mean,
Right.
that's a cool thing about Unrivaled. And I love what they did with that. And I love the players they picked for that specifically. And since we're talking about players and their own opinions, let's talk about if we underestimated any of the teams. And we can even talk about any of the players we underestimated. Because I definitely underestimated some people and some teams. And yeah. You underestimate anything? Anyone?
I wouldn't necessarily say that I underestimated anybody, because I went into this season I had no expectations. Like, I went in there, well, I only went in there like looking at Phantom because they have players on the team that I rock with throughout the entire season. But like, it wasn't like I underestimated. I didn't go like, oh, Vinyl's not gonna go nowhere. Oh, Mitch, they ain't gonna do nothing. Mitch gonna miss. I didn't go in there with any expectations. Like, yeah, I had a list, but it wasn't like any expectations. That's why when when it first happened, I started looking at the list. I started looking at the players. Right. And then, like, they're all playing to a phenomenal level. But, like, I always say, somebody has to be one and somebody has to be last. That's just how the ranking system goes. Now, can it change? Of course. There's some teams that's going to come out and be underdogs, and there's some people that are going to be favorites. I automatically had Phantom and Laces. Now, did I see Phantom getting cooked? No. But
right.
But like, it's something that's just started. It's fresh. It's something that everybody has to adjust to. Now, maybe after like week 4 or week 5, then I can start looking at expectations like, okay, y'all been doing this for a month. This is what's expected. This is what's unexpected. But yeah, I went into this season like a freshman. I just wanted to see what things happen, just see where it lay, and just try to get a feel for it.
That's true. Yeah. No, you're not wrong. I didn't underestimate any of the players at all. No. All the players I knew were all really good. I didn't underestimate any of the players. I just might have underestimated some teams, but I don't know. Maybe because I'm a bit of a skeptic person, so I was just underestimating certain things. But when I looked at it again, but at the end of the day, I came in watching the games. So unexpected, not knowing what to expect, didn't expect how good things were going to be. Like, of course, there were some people that were bricking, some people were making shots, some people, like, you know, raised my expectations. I don't know. Like, I mean, I came in there just like, you know, just, you know, tackling and head on with a bit of a mindset of maybe underestimating like teams, but none of the players. I knew all the players were all very talented. But like I said, I was a little skeptic. So I was just like, oh, you know, just being a little skeptical person and just like, oh, no, I mean, I don't think this is going to happen. But obviously the ranking system, like you said, I honestly like had a ranking system, same as well. I have my fingers wrapped around like Laces on top. Laces and Phantom, I want to say as well. But it was more like Laces were just always up there because I loved – because all the players that were on the Laces, like you said, like on the Phantom, you rock with a lot of them. Same with me. You know, there's Kate on the Laces. We got Tip. And then we got K-Mac. And we got AT. Like, I rock with them. But, you know, oh, and Jackie. Oh, can't forget about Jackie. Jackie is Jackie. But, I mean, it was just, like, very, it was just an unexpected thing. And, like, when I, like, went in to go watch the games, I was like, dang, why do I underestimate any of these players? Not the players. Why do I underestimate any of these teams? I didn't underestimate any of the players because I knew the players were talented. I think I just underestimated the teams because I only mostly looked at, like, two specific teams, mostly.
Right.
I saw them go off, and I'm like, whoa, that is insane. Like, this is, like, really good. So, I mean, I was engaged, you know, I was locked in, you know, like locked in. Like if I'm like, for example, I was like locked into the point where I'm playing like basketball and I'm just locked in on defense, on shooting, et cetera, I'd be missing basketball, y'all. I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, so that's our thing. All right, let's see. How about we go back to our predictions about who won and who didn't win? I think I had Miss winning the first week, but I was wrong. I think my list of the people I got, the teams that I got winning, out of all of them, I've only got like one right. That's why I said I might have underestimated just a little bit. Well, you said what?
No, I had Luna Owls beating Miss. It was actually a pretty decent game. It was actually the pace. I feel like the pace was pretty good for it.
Oh yeah.
But then again, like even with the weekend, even with the first week starting, you can't say, I wouldn't say that you underestimated the teams. I feel like week one was a fill-out process, and
yeah,
it just didn't go the way that we thought it would go.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've definitely got like, all them wrong.
Because they both have a great roster, and it wasn't like a blowout game. It was competitive until the end.
Oh, yeah. That was a really good game to watch. I was like, whoa, like the hustles. Like, you see Dejanay hustling, getting that ball. I'm like, yo, Nay, you got that. She had a massive block at one point. I was like, whoa.
Right?
Insane.
I ain't gonna lie. When I seen that block, I was like, I don't know why Courtney Williams even took that shot.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm like, that should have been a pump fake moment right there. But
yeah,
that's stuff that
maybe
you
on there.
But that's what you learn playing games like that. You can look at that and be like, okay, maybe when I went like that, I should have brought that mug right back and then just let her go right by you. Damn, bow.
And bam, that would have been crazy to see. I feel like she caught that
half second. Just hit it with the pump fake, she dived, and then you. Or you hit it with the pump fake, she dived, you dish that mug back out.
That's true. You just gotta, I mean, it was definitely the first, it was, like you said, it was definitely like the first game, first week. They definitely have learned stuff. So I can see why she might have possibly did it. But I feel like at the same time when she was trying to go for the shot, she really wasn't thinking about Nate coming in and hitting with a big block. I think she just wanted to make a score. Because I think they might have, I think they were, I don't know if they were behind at that point or if they were like a little bit ahead, but Court either wanted to extend their lead or they wanted to catch up type thing. But that whole game was so like close.
Because if you think about it, like if you look at it, she was already up ready for the block before she even went for it. So like she knew Courtney was going to shoot. Like she didn't even hesitate. Like as soon as she jumped, Courtney just went right into it. Like, bro.
That was insane. I was shocked.
But
bro.
That's legitimate right there.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Nay already was in that. She was already in the process of just hustling, getting the ball. You saw her going in, saving the ball, going into the audience, jumping over all the fans. I'm convinced all those fans were like, whoa, what the heck? Like they were not expecting that. Like Nay put up a good fight. That was a really good game to watch. It was also very unexpected. But I mean, that was a good game. And I think who was the next game? Oh, who played next? I think it was like wasn't it like Rose and someone else? I think it was. Oh, it was Rose and Bino, I think. How do we feel about, since we're talking about the games, how do we feel about, before we talk about that Bino and Rose game, how do we feel about that Mist and Lunar Owls game? Because they definitely went crazy on that hustle. I was like, whoa. I was like, I was just so shocked.
I feel like with a game like that, that's how you start the tone for the season. And it gives you just a taste of things to come.
Yeah, 100%. That was honestly like a really good first game to start off the week, bro. I was like, well, they went crazy on that mug. Like, dang. But at the end of the day, it was great. What are we going to say?
And the crazy part, the pressure and the spotlight of being the first game of the inaugural season,
had to been
hard, and for them to go out there and perform the way that they did under pressure shows the level of growth that they had over the past years.
Right, exactly. Like you're really seeing everything. That was like, dang, that was such a really good game, and then. It gave you an idea on what to, and it just gave me an idea of how the inaugural season was going to be. And you go to Rose and Vino, like, that game was a little insane. I mean, I think, I forgot, I know the Rose lost. What was the score for that game? It was like,
79-73.
Oh, yeah. That game was a I could, I was that game was not too bad, but you know, I maybe because I expect a little bit, but I honestly, the way that things were during that game, I feel like the players on Rose are adjusting to Chelsea's passes. Some of them can catch it and some of them can't. But when I was looking at that game, I was just like, at that, I mean, around that game, I really wasn't paying, I kind of wasn't paying attention to the score. I was more like paying attention to other players and how they are playing and how they communicate. And what I've got from that game is that they still need to get used to Chelsea's passes, because you know how Chelsea pass, their passes are insane. He's actually passing them behind the back
Right.
passes. They're speedy, fast, no-look passes either. And it's like a 50-50 if they're going to catch it or not. Nothing is wrong with that. And I'm pretty sure they went back and looked at the game and talked about what they could have fixed and what they could have done. But I feel like the more the inaugural season goes and the more it escalates, I feel like Rose is gonna adjust to Chelsea's passes, and they'll be able to get some more wins going, and you know, being able to
Right.
get them on that board. Because I mean, getting used to passes like Chelsea's passes, like I'm pretty sure it took a lot of time for the Aces to do it. And if they practice it enough and they work on it more, they'll be able to catch it like nothing. Chelsea can make the plays. You know, I'm pretty sure it was like a learning experience for them, for that game. What was your opinion on that game?
Not even gonna lie, didn't tune in.
Huh?
But I heard great things about it, not gonna lie. I feel like in the crazy part, if you look at some of the rosters, some of these players already like play together.
Yeah.
Cause I've noticed that like even with Vinyl, you have Ray Burrell and Lia Kohanby who play for the
Yeah.
Sparks. Or
Yeah.
like if you look at the Laces, you have Tip and Jackie. And so it's like, you would figure that players like, well, not players, but teams like that would gel more going forward because they already have that chemistry. You just have to spread that chemistry around with
Right.
other players to elevate their game. Well, not
Right.
necessarily elevate, it's like help gel together. And
Right, right, right.
I feel like that's kind of what's not happening with like Phantom because they have players, but it's more like an individual success than more than team success.
Right, right,
Because you
right.
have BG, you have Sabrina. Well, you have Sabrina and Satu, but they played together in Oregon. That's
Yeah.
like a minute ago. So they got to get readjusted to that. Which I feel like they kind of did in the second game. So they kind of got a little better.
Oh, yeah,
But
for sure.
we just got to see how stuff like that gels together in like week two, week three, possibly week four, and see how like it goes on after that.
Oh no, definitely. But yeah, no, right when you brought that up, yeah, no, that game with the Rose and Vinyl, insane. Like you had Ryan Howard going crazy, and you know, definitely the chemistry thing. I feel like chemistry is a key part with the whole situation. And I feel like they'll be able to adjust. Give them a couple more weeks throughout the season. I'm pretty sure they're able to be able to adjust, and the games will be even more better than they already were the first week. And then, I mean, that was just I love Unrivaled. And then the next game was, oh yeah, you were talking about the Phantom, the laces and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, no, I honestly wasn't expecting the way it ended at all. I wasn't expecting that at all. But I've noticed a lot of stuff too. I was just shocked. But that game was pretty cool, not gonna lie. Like they did pretty good. But I was not expecting the Lakers to go that crazy, bro. I was like, whoa. And
The crazy part
yeah,
is
it's a chemistry thing.
I should have expected that because, like I was saying, with the chemistry, like the Laces is pretty much the Aces.
Pretty much. With AT, so, with just AT and stuff. That's it.
Right. So like that team pretty much played together last season. So they pretty much just picked up where they left off at, to where you have Phantom, who have individual stars, but they either get their chemistry together or rebuild their chemistry, like I was saying earlier, and it just didn't go according to plan. And they kind of picked it up in the second game, but that didn't go. Well, it got a little better. You can't really say that it didn't go according to plan.
Yeah, it wasn't like a blowout game. It was Phantom played a little better that second game.
But one lady she was like, yeah. This one lady said BG shouldn't even be an unrivaled. She was like,
people were talking bad about BG.
Tell us how you really feel.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I feel like they just see what I feel like. The thing is, they saw one game where BG just wasn't playing her best, and they just want to say this stuff because of a game. It's the first week. You can't just like say BG shouldn't have been unrivaled, but like literally at the end, like literally, we all know that BG is actually a pretty good player. She just has to adjust to the fast-paced game, a smaller court. And you know, not just, you know, she's like you said, she's used to being in the paint, you know, but it's a more fast-paced game. It's not a 5v5, it's a 3x3, not a 5x5. So I feel like they shouldn't underestimate, that's why I say nothing bad about the Phantoms, because I still like the Phantoms. I'm not underestimating, like, I never underestimated them, and I see how they play, because you know, you see the first game, it wasn't as good as you know, as you thought, and same with the Laces. Wouldn't expect to be, you know, like that. But then again, I kind of expected it, because like you said, Laces already have that chemistry, because almost everyone on that team has, you know, chemistry. And what's crazy about that game is that they didn't even have Jackie, which is, and then with the chemistry that's already shown, even without Jackie, just imagine how much better it'd be when Jackie come back, because she was out with an injury. But I just feel like people are just saying stuff about BG because they see like the first two games that she's in, and they just think she shouldn't be unrivaled. They, you know, they're not giving it enough time. That's why I say nothing bad about the team. Nothing bad about the team. I when I saw that, I'm like, just give them some more time. I think they'll be able to start cooking up a little bit and you know, adjust pretty freaking well. So I mean, yeah, and then
the crazy part is stuff like that she can use for motivation.
Exactly. That's like the perfect motivation for her. Like, she's like, who knows what's gonna happen, because this upcoming week's coming up. I think they play Mist and Phantom are playing, both teams that are what, 0-2 right now. No, 0-2 right now. Yeah,
0-2.
But I feel like the more the season goes, it's gonna, I feel like the Mist is gonna adjust a lot more better. I feel like the Phantom is gonna be readjusted more better, which is why my list has yet to change. Because I had a list of, you know, my list. But my list is still the same, what they are. But my list still hasn't changed. I don't think I'm ever gonna change. That's just my ranking system, like you said. But I mean, like, yeah, no, I just, honestly, I'm just excited for what's gonna happen for this next upcoming, like, games and stuff. Like, that's in a very exciting
thing.
Let's see. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm just ready for next. I just gotta be prepared for week two. The way these games been going, I've been missing. I watched a couple. Hold on.
Wait, hold on. I cannot hear you. Oh, you're on mute. Oh, you good?
Yeah. Oh no.
What were you saying?
I just got to get prepared for the for week two because I missed a couple games. Not by choice, because no, I had work.
But
yeah, I just gotta be more up to date.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I am definitely looking forward to this next week. I've only really like, I think I was really only able to watch the second games during the first week, because the first game I watched it a little bit. No, I had to work that day. I definitely still watched it a little bit when I was, obviously I couldn't watch it all the way through because I was stuck at work. You know, I had to work and I couldn't just sit down in my like back room and just sit there on my phone, you know, just watch it unravel, sitting there for a whole hour when I have stuff to do outside in the front, you know, filling my stuff. But I definitely was able to watch, I think I was really only able to fully watch one game because I was off, like just in the comfort of my home. I was able to just sit down, you know, and just watch like the games. But I think the weekend games I've watched a little bit, but not all of it. But I do know I came home, I was getting off early one of the days. I think it was when the Laces went up against, was it the Mist? Was it the Mist? Yeah. That game was earlier. That game was much earlier, right?
Yeah,
so when that game was going, I was at work. And I've only really watched a little bit. I did have it, you know, I did hear a little bit of the commentary, but I really wasn't able to just sit down and watch it. Maybe I watched a little few things of it, but that day I came home and I just went ahead and rewatched it. Thank God for HBO Max, because I could just rewatch these games. But I'm excited for this next season. I mean, like, not the next season, I mean this next week. I feel like it's going to get a lot more, it's going to be a lot more intense than it already is. And it's going to be so much more better. And I'm excited to see how much these players and these teams have changed for the next week. Because, you know, first week is wrapped. Right. It was a great first week, unrivaled. And all the teams and the players did so well, giving us a good show to watch, you know, whether we're at home, at work. And even the chance to even be able to rewatch it. Oh, that's even better. I like what they did there. Like, it's amazing. Like, I loved it. So week two is coming up. It's starting tomorrow. We're both excited for this thing to come up because, I mean, whew. And I'm also so glad I'm off tomorrow so I could actually sit down and, you know, just watch the games. You know what I mean? So
right. That is
very exciting. And, you know, yeah, do you have anything else to add, any predictions or anything else before you wrap up the episode here?
No.
All right, so you guys. What happened?
No, I said I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
but if you're watching, make sure you have a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
Enjoy the weather. Kick back, relax if you can. Because some people do got to work. But even if you work, relax, spend time with your family and your loved ones, and be safe out there.
Yes, sir. Stay safe out there. You never know what's going to happen out here in this world. If y'all are as excited as we are to watch the second week of Unrivaled, you know, let us know how we feel. And I know if you want to hit us up, you know, tell us how we feel, how y'all feel about, you know, Unrivaled. Our social medias will be in, you know, the, you know, when this is on, you know, it will be there. Yo, we'll be able to catch us on, you know, social media and stuff. We're always on there, especially me. I'm always on there. I'm always caught up on everything the best I could. But like Dre said, he kind of took the words out of my mouth. In a good way, of course. Hope y'all have an amazing weekend. Hope y'all enjoy Unrivaled the next week. And I mean, we're both excited to see what the rest of this Unrivaled inaugural season has in store for us, because it has been great. I've been missing the WNBA a lot. I mean, I love it. I watch NBA, of course, but I've been missing the WNBA a lot. So, you know, being able to watch WNBA players play again before the actual season that starts in May is just a huge, you know, breath of fresh air. I don't know if I worded that right, but y'all know what I mean. But I hope y'all have a good rest of your weekend. And, you know, hope y'all enjoyed this little episode. And we'll be back. And we'll be back after the second week of Unrivaled is wrapped up. Maybe we'll have a guest. Maybe Jazz will hop back on here. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, y'all have a great rest of your weekend. And, yeah, hope y'all have a great, you know, I think I said it already more than once. Okay. All right. We're going to get out of here. You guys have a good rest of your day, night, whatever. All right. Y'all have a good one. Stay safe out there, y'all.
Zip it up and zip it out.
Yes, sir.